Guide for Snare Snap for rewind-worthy drops in Ableton Live 12, Jungle Old School DNB Vibes, Intermediate Level. Let's build a snare that feels like it forces the room to react. Before we touch any processing, here's the mindset. In Jungle and Old School DNB, the rewind snare isn't just a loud snare. It's fast, bright, tight, and timed like it matters emotionally. The first 10 to 20 milliseconds is the handshake. If that micro moment is right, the rest of the snare can be surprisingly simple. We're going to build a three-layer snare inside a drum rack, using only stock Ableton Live 12 devices. You'll end up with a body layer for punch, a crack layer for the actual snap, and a noise layer for air and aggression. Then we'll add a parallel snap return for extra bite, and a reverb trick that makes the pre-drop feel big, but keeps the drop hit dry and deadly. Step 0. Set the context so you're building the right snare. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. I'm going to sit at 170. Go into Arrangement View and program a basic two-step pattern. Kick on beat 1 and the end of 2. Snare on 2 and 4. That's your skeleton. If you want the real jungle target, grab a break loop like an Amen or Funky Drummer style loop and drop it into audio as a reference. Warp it in beats mode, preserve transients, and keep the envelope low, around 0 to 20. The point is not to perfectly chop it right now. The point is, your snare has to compete with the energy and the mid-range chaos of the break. That's the world it needs to survive in. Now step 1. Build the snare rack workflow. Create a MIDI track. Load a drum rack. Choose a pad for the snare. D1 is fine. Drop a sampler onto that snare pad. That's your first layer. Now group it with CMD or Control G to make an instrument rack. Inside the rack, create 3 chains and name them body, crack, and noise. Put a sampler on each chain. This is worth doing because it gives you clean control, volumes per layer, filters per layer, and phase-safe processing decisions. It's organized, and organization is what lets you move fast later. Step 2. Choose and shape each layer with old-school leaning decisions. Let's start with layer A, the body. This is weight and punch, mostly living around 150 to 250 HC, but it should not invade the kick and sub. Choose a short snare with some mid-meat, or even a tight tom-snare hybrid. In simpler, use classic mode. Turn snap on so the start is crisp. Adjust start so the transient hits instantly, no lazy lead-in. If you're getting clicks, use a tiny fade-in, 1 or 2 milliseconds. Keep the tail tight. Aim for around 90 to 170 milliseconds total. In this music, long tails can feel like the snare is late. Add EQ8 on that body chain. High pass around 90 to 120 HC with a steep slope. If it's thin, give it a gentle bell boost, plus 2 to 4 dB around 180 to 220. If it's boxy, dip 300 to 450. Coach note here, watch the 200 HC trap. A 200-ish bump can sound massive in solo, then the moment the bass line arrives, your drop feels smaller. If that happens, try moving the chest of the snare up to around 240 to 280 or down to 150 to 170, just to find a pocket that doesn't wrestle the bass harmonics. Also, think transient hierarchy, not just layering. If the body layer has too much spiky brightness, it will compete with the crack layer and blur that first micro moment. A super practical move. Put a gentle low pass on the body somewhere around 2 to 4 kHz so it supports without arguing. Now layer B, the crack. This is the rewind snap, the part that speaks through a bass line and cymbal wash. Pick a rim shot, a 909 or 707-ish snare, or a tight acoustic crack. In simpler, shorten the length hard. Think 30 to 90 milliseconds. This layer is not allowed to ring. Pitch is your urgency control. Try pitching it up 1 to 3 semitones if it needs to feel more impatient. More get out of the way, we're dropping. Add saturator on this crack chain. Use analog clip. Drive it gently at first, maybe plus 2 to 6 dB. Trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. If it's spiky, enable soft clip, then EQ8. High pass around 250 to 400 HC so this layer doesn't add mud. Add a presence bell, plus 2 to 5 dB around 3.5 to 6 kHC. If it's harsh, notch slightly around 7 to 9 kHC. This layer is the voice. It's the consonant. Now layer C, noise, air and edge, jungle style. This is the spray paint on top, and small speakers absolutely love it. Quick method, use operator and choose the noise oscillator. Set the envelope to attack at 0, decay around 40 to 110 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, release 30 to 80. It's a burst, not a hiss. Add auto filter, high pass 12 dB, cutoff around 6 to 9 kHz, resonance low. Then add a gate, so it only opens on the snare hit. Keep it snappy. The goal is crisp air that doesn't linger and doesn't turn your mix into constant sand. Optional extra, but really effective. Create a controllable snap click without new samples. Add another chain called click with operator using a sine or simple wave. Pitch it up, so it's living in that 2 to 6 kHz area, and make the envelope insanely short, decay 5 to 20 milliseconds. Distort it lightly and high pass aggressively. Blend it so low you almost miss it. On earbuds, you'll suddenly understand why people do this. Now step 3, phase and timing alignment. This is where snap is won. Layering can kill punch if the transients are even a few milliseconds off, so do this properly. Solo body and crack. Record a bar of snare hits to audio by resampling the snare rack to an audio track. Then zoom way in on the waveform. If the peaks don't line up, adjust the start and simpler slightly for each layer. Or use track delay. If crack feels late, nudge it earlier by -1 to -5 milliseconds. If body is too early, push it later by +1 to +5. Then check polarity. Put utility on one layer and flip phase invert left and right. Don't overthink it, choose whatever gives you more immediate thwack. The correct choice is the one that makes the transient feel sharper, not necessarily louder. The goal here is a combined transient that feels like one event, not two events stacked. Step 4. Transient shaping with stock devices. Ableton doesn't give you a single transient shaper knob as a stock device, but you absolutely can get there. First option. Drum bus on the snare rack track. Keep the moves small. Drive maybe 2 to 10%. Crunch 0 to 15%. Then use transients as your snap knob. Somewhere around +10 to +35 is usually the zone. Turn boom off most of the time, because it can fight your kick and sub. Use damp if it's too bright. Second option. Multiband dynamics as a snap enhancer, especially if you want the brightness to jump out only when the snare hits. Set the crossover around 3 to 4 kHz and focus on the high band. Use mild upward compression. Threshold around -30 to -20, ratio 1.3 to 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 40 to 120. This makes the crack speak without turning the whole snare into crispy noise. Step 5. The parallel snap bus. This is the secret weapon. Create a return track and name it snap. On that return, build a chain. Start with EQ8. High pass 250 to 400 Hz, then a gentle high shelf boost, +2 to 5 dB around 6 to 10 kHz, then saturator, analog clip. Drive it harder here, +6 to +12 dB, with soft clip on, then glue compressor. Attack 0.3 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 4 to 1, and set the threshold so you're getting roughly 3 to 7 dB of gain reduction. This is where the smack gets controlled and forward. Optionally, add drum bus after that and give it a little more transient push. Now send your snare to the snap return at around -18 to -10 dB send level, and bring the return fader up until it feels present, not fizzy. This is important. You're not trying to hear a distorted snare. You're trying to feel a harder outline on the same snare. Heavy processing in parallel keeps your main snare clean. That's how you get aggressive without losing definition. Step 6. Space. Classic jungle reverb trick. Big before the drop. Tight after. Create another return called snare verb. Add hybrid reverb. Choose room or plate. Keep decay short, 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays intact. High pass inside the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 10 kHz to avoid harsh fizz. Then put a gate after the reverb for that gated reverb vibe. Set the threshold so it clamps down quickly. Fast return. You want pop, then stop. Now the impact move. Automate the snare verb send. In the bar before the drop, raise the reverb send so the snare starts to feel like it's lifting the room. Then at the exact drop, pull that send down hard so the first snare hits dry and forward. That contrast is a rewind trigger, not just loud. Contrast. Step 7. Groove. Ghosts and tiny edits. Jungle attitude. Add ghost notes in the snare lane. Very low velocity hits just before 2 and 4. Like a 16th or even a 32nd early. Keep velocity subtle, around 10 to 35. These ghosts make the main hit feel bigger, because your ear gets a lead-in and then the real hit lands like punctuation. Pro move, use micro swing on ghosts only. Keep the main snare on 2 and 4 dead reliable. You can do that by putting ghosts in their own MIDI clip or lane and applying groove only to that, or manually nudging just those notes. If you want ghosts that don't muddy the main hit, trigger only the noise layer for ghosts. The simplest way is to duplicate to a separate pad that only contains noise, then program ghost MIDI notes to that pad. Now add one-time edits before the drop. A flam, with two hits 10 to 25 milliseconds apart, or a pitch drop by automating the crack layer transpose down 2 to 5 semitones into the first drop hit. These are tiny ear candy moments that make the drop feel like an event, not a loop. And don't sleep on the groove pool. Extract groove from your break. Apply it to your snare MIDI at around 20 to 40%. Human, but not sloppy. Step 8. Arrangement moves for rewind-worthy impact. Try a simple 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8. Build energy, and slowly raise that snare verb send. Bar 8 last beat, consider a 1-beat pause or a quick break edit to create a vacuum. Then bar 9, the drop. First snare is dry, bright, slightly louder. Bars 9 to 16. Gradually reintroduce a touch of verb and snap bus so the groove gets denser over time. Two small moves that feel massive. Automate utility gain on the snare rack up by half a dB to 1.5 dB. But only for the first snare or two of the drop. And mute ghost notes for the first bar of the drop, so the main hit stands alone and announces itself. Quick mix coaching while you do all this. Level the snare against the break, not against the master. Loop a busy section. Mute and unmute your snare rack. If the groove collapses when you mute it, you're in the right zone. If the mix suddenly becomes clearer when you mute the snare, your snare is probably masking too much in the 3 to 8 kHz range. Back off some presence EQ, or reduce the noise and snap return.